In the US, hundreds of people gathered in Birmingham, Alabama, to protest a new immigration law, which was due to come into effect on Thursday. A federal judge has blocked the enforcement of the law until September 29th, after religious leaders filed a lawsuit saying the new law is vague and does not make it clear what activities fall under the scope of the restrictions. According to the law, police may detain people without proper documentation who they suspect may have entered the country illegally. Schools are required to ask for valid birth certificates before enrolling students, and people who hire illegal immigrants will be subject to fines. One of the religious leaders who filed the lawsuit is the Catholic Bishop of Birmingham, Robert Baker. He told us what is wrong with the law.
HB 56 is the Alabama legislation that was passed by both houses, the Senate and the House of Alabama, and signed into law by Governor Bentley. And in that is a particularly problematic section, number 13, that has the bishops, myself, Archbishop Rohde, the Episcopal Bishop of this area, Bishop Henry Parsley, and the Methodist bishop of the state, William Willimon, concern, and that indicates section 13 that they conceal, harbor, or shield, or attempt to do so, an alien from detection in any place, including any building or means of transportation, is a violation of the law, and it refers to federal law. But in this case, in applying to ourselves. In the state law, we just wanted a clarification of the word harbor, specifically in that section, and also a little further down to transport or attempt to transport in this state an alien is an unlawful of a person unlawfully present is also contrary to this legislation. So those two are problematic in this sense that all we were asking in this injunction request was that religious communities be exempted from those provisions. And fortuitously, there was one attempt to do that. It was by a state senator of the state of Alabama, and he attempted to write that provision in the area of the transporting part. And we just wanted that kind of thing to be put back into the law. And so that is what we're about. And why are we about that? Well, because we feel that the First Amendment rights of the Constitution of the United States do not permit any obstruction of the free expression of religion. And that includes acts of charity as well. So we find those, that's all we were asking for, was some exception clause to that area. So, and Roger Bedford, who was in his sixth term as Alabama State Senator, he simply himself asked that after this, in this area, that language be inserted into this, what's called the Beeson Bill. Nothing in this subdivision should be construed to prevent a bona fide religious organization from transporting persons to and from church functions. So that's the kind of thing we've been looking for. And we're basing our argument on the free exercise of religion provision of the First Amendment. Now, in terms of the religious expression, of course, people will say, well, these people are here illegally. Why are church people trying to trying to do this? And our attempt is in no way to suggest that these people are not violating the law, that there should be some punishment, some kind. And we do, we are for maintaining the borders of the United States, and but we're looking for the federal government to enact comprehensive immigration reform legislation that would be more humane in these areas and deal with individual cases. Not just automatically being shipping everybody out immediately from our country. And Archbishop Rohde and myself centered in our arguments in terms of the church's need to respond to charitable concerns from 1 John 3:17-18. If someone who has worldly means sees a brother in need and refuses him compassion, how can the love of God remain in him? Children, let us love one another, love not in word or speech, but in deed and truth. And then also Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, 31-41, dealing with when the Son of Man comes in glory, and being called to welcome the stranger. So those are the scriptural references that we say reflect our religious, common religious concerns to reach out to people in need. In particular, after I guess you're aware that here in Alabama, on April 27th, about a 24-hour period, we had, especially in our area of the state, about 60 tornadoes come through. So we've been about heavy charitable work, reaching out to everybody. We don't ask questions of background or race. We just have helped them in providing food, providing funds for housing, and also providing transportation for people in need. So we look at those kind of charitable deeds as potentially criminalized this law.
What dangers do Catholic clergymen and also Catholic organizations face if this law goes into effect as written?
Well, we would say that it's up then to the particular law enforcement officers to interpret it and interpret the word harbor and interpret the word transport. And the response that's been given up to now by our government officials is that the First Amendment rights are not being infringed on. However, had they moved ahead and defined transport in the way we just mentioned that Roger Bedford wanted and put a provision in there, we would clearly be protected. Also, in the word harbor, attending church services could be considered harboring. So a sheriff or some law enforcement officer could be outside the church, ready to move in on people. And, we have other activities at our churches. So it's the word harbor that poses the biggest problem, as well as the word transport. And, yes, the interpretation, because if the legislature itself doesn't clarify that, it's left up to individual law enforcement people or to any judge to make a decision. Now, this federal judge is reviewing it. We tend to think she probably will let it stand, given comments she's made, but I don't think she sees the gravity of what we're talking about. So the result will be probably inevitably that some religious workers may face prosecution.
Does harbor, would that also include, for example, giving out aid, for example, if an illegal immigrant came to a soup kitchen or something like that? Would that also be covered by the law?
Right. Well, now, they have a provision for their estate people to do stuff to help charitable, kind of emergency needs, they have non-cash emergency type things. It's attempted to be kind of like emergency first responding type needs. And not long term. So that's kind of where we're in as church. We were here long term because their objectives are to see the people leave immediately. Our goal is once again to have legislation that is humane, and we would say from a Christian standpoint, Christian, but that there would be a way of looking at who comes and who goes more carefully, and obviously penalties would have to be put on people who are here illegally of some kind, fines, whatever, but not necessarily deportation. But we would say yes, harboring could involve, we would think, if somebody wanted to interpret it that way, very easily, a long-term assistance in a charitable way.